This is 91.9 FM WUOT. I'm Chrissy Kuiper. Every year, more than 1 million Americans are diagnosed with cancer. For many, that diagnosis becomes a transformative experience. For Leif Mizhak, it was a catalyst to a healthier, happier life. As part of WUOT's Next Wave radio project, Missy Livone has the story of an East Tennessee farmer who declined conventional cancer treatment and used his land to help heal himself.
Leif Mizhak says the pizza man doesn't deliver to Rogers Lane, but that's okay with him. If you follow the winding rural roads to his house, you might see why. That's Farmer Leif. He's 65 and lives on Broadened Horizons Organic Farm in Rockwood with his wife, Cielo.
Oh, she laid an egg.
It's 11 acres of corn, chickens, blackberries, and beans. Leif considers the land pretty lush, but he didn't always think so. 7 years ago, when he and Cielo moved here, there were no fig trees or blackberries. The ground was dry.
Bit by bit, we started to bring in organic material, horse manure and stable litter, wood chips, whatever we could find that was biodegradable, and started applying it in certain areas of the farm.
They dug ponds all around the land. Birds came bringing seeds, and those seeds sprouted new plants.
When you look around the farm today, people come out here and they go, "How many years have you been here?" And we tell them, they go, "Wow, no way. Could you have done all of this in that short of period of time?" And even being sick.
Leif was, in fact, extremely ill, something he didn't know until Thanksgiving Eve 2006. That's when doctors told him his white blood cells were defective. When he got really sick. They called it chronic lymphocytic leukemia.
Once he said leukemia, I didn't hear another word he said. It just, everything just kind of went black.
More than a year after the diagnosis, the doctors prescribed chemotherapy, but Leif said no.
As a farmer, I know that there's no quick fix to soil that has been worn out or run down or diseased, and I didn't see how my body could be any different.
A friend told him about a clinic in Virginia that practices holistic medicine. It's a place Leif still visits twice a year.
You don't work on just one part of the body, you work on the entire body, which is what we were doing with the farm. We were not trying to just make the garden areas rich and fertile, but we're trying to make the whole farm rich and fertile.
Leif is trying to restore his health organically. He naps, drinks lots of water, and eats food from the soil he helped renew. He says eating from the land gives him strength and energy. Today, almost 5 years after his diagnosis, he says he feels 10 years younger.
I'm not at the stage like the old buffalo that lies down in the snow never to get up again. I think I'm far from that.
Leif doesn't know what the doctors would say if he went back for a checkup, and he has no desire to find out. What he does know is the farm was once sick too, and now it thrives. Experience has taught him that time, water, and nutrients can transform a wasteland into a garden.
We're restoring the land one piece of biomass at a time, capturing rainwater, puddling it up, giving a place for frogs to lay their eggs. It's long term.
The frogs sing from the nearby pond into the midsummer dusk. Cielo closes her eyes as she talks.
On the full moons, you can see him out in the, you know, at midnight, walking around the farm with no flashlight, just in the moonlight, listening and loving.
On these nights, Leif follows a certain path, first overlooking the farm and then walking deeper into it. He used to ponder his illness a lot on these walks, but now he sees what all he's helped create, and he's thinking instead about tomorrow. I'm Missy Livone, WUOT News.